Welcome back, and joining me today is Dewey Bulldoggers head football coach Tyler Cade. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Doggers picking up another win. A district game was key for you guys because now gets you in the playoff hunt, and took care of the Cardinals 58-10 the final. And I'll say this, coach, offensive line did their job, but I thought the defense really stepped it up again this week.
Yes, the defense played great across the board. The D-line played great. Linebackers played great. DBs played great. And, one of our corners, Toby Williams, had two picks. So I was really proud of the effort across the board of our defense. I believe at halftime they had 10 yards rushing, you know, and they really put 3 points on the board towards the end. We started playing some of our younger guys, and they're able to score on our twos and threes. But when our one defense is out there, they only had 3 points put on them, did a great job stopping the run game, did a great job on the back end by covering all the routes.
Yeah, and that field goal they made was their opening drive in that first quarter. Other than that, there was nothing they could have done against Dewey's defense.
No, I was really proud of the way we played the run. You know, we harp as one of our main goals on defense. First thing we have to do is shut the run down. So we knew they were going to run a lot of counter, a lot of power, a lot of stuff where they pull guards. And our defensive ends did a great job of getting down the heel line, spilling it, making the ball bounce outside to our linebackers and safeties. And then the backers and safeties did a great job of coming up and making tackles for no gain.
You know, and looking on the offensive side, Hunter Brewer was just Hunter Brewer. He had another career day, four rushing touchdowns on just over 260 yards rushing. This kid just amazes me watching him at the press box. It just he does a great job, but you just got to give that credit to that offensive line for creating those holes.
Yes, our O-line did a great job all night of creating the run lanes, whether it's a stretch look where he's getting outside. They did a great job of getting guys hooked, or if there's a run play, an inside run play, they did a great job opening up holes and also working to the next level and blocking linebackers and safeties. So I remember one time our tackle, Jacob Duclos, you know, did a good job working the backer, blocked the backer, then went and blocked the safety. So, I mean, our O-line is doing a great job of not only controlling the line of scrimmage, but also getting to the next level to the linebackers, to the safeties, and getting those guys blocked up. And I also got to give it up to our wide receivers. Our wide receivers do a great job of blocking outside linebackers, do a great job of blocking safeties. And so when Hunter does bounce the ball outside, he's got some guys up there helping him block as well.
I think a key one is the receiver, Jonathan Blackman. He finally got in on the score, mainly in that second half. And, you know, a lot of passes were going to Jonathan, either just underthrown or overthrown them a little bit. But it was just glad to see him get a touchdown pass.
Oh, yes, yes. We always know that he's typically going to win the one-on-one matchup. So if you're going to try to single cover him or man him up with one guy, we know that we're probably going to win that battle. So we always look to throw him the ball deep, especially in one-on-one situations. You know, the first one was kind of a little bit overthrown. The second one he could have had, but he kind of bobbled it and dropped it. The third one down on the scoreboard side of the end zone, I still believe he caught that one. And then we roll into the second half, catch him again on a post wide open. He catches it and takes it to the house like he's done all year.
Tough matchup coming up on Friday as Claremore Sequoia comes to town. It could very well be for second place, and Claremore Sequoia, just a tough football team. Lost to Berry Hill last week. But I tell you what, Coach Matt Hagelbush and that Eagles football team, they're tough from the offense and defensive sides.
Oh, yes. I was telling our kids today, you know, up front, this is one of the best coach teams we're going to see. Not only are they well coached on the offensive and defensive line, they have players on both sides. And they're great run blockers on the offensive line. Defensive line does a great job playing technique, playing in the backfield. So not only do they have great players, they're very well coached, they're very well disciplined. You know, they're good in all aspects of the game. And we understand the challenge that is ahead of us. We know that, you know, the opportunity that's in front of us to try to capture that second place in district, it has to go through Claremore Sequoia. And they are a well-coached bunch, and they are dangerous. We, you know, we understand how good they are, and we're not taking these guys lightly, even though we kind of sealed our deal for the playoffs last week. We understand the magnitude of this game, and we know if we don't come out and do our job early, it could get ugly. So we understand what's on the line, and we understand how well-coached they are and it's how good of a ball club they are. I mean, they're good across the board of all positions and do a good job catching the ball receiver-wise. They do a good job making plays in space. And then they have all their run game stuff out of their wing tee, their power and counter, that they do a great job with their slot guys keeping the ball and getting them in space. So we got a lot of bases to cover. you know, I feel like our kids will be prepared. I know we'll be prepared, especially that we actually have a full week to get ready for somebody, whereas last week we had their short week because of fall break. So we're ready for the challenge, and we understand the importance of this game. We also understand how great of a team Claremore Sequoia is.
Well, it should be a battle this Friday at Bulldogger Stadium, senior night. I'm sure we encourage everybody to come out and support the Doggers and fill the place up.
Yes. One thing we talked about all week is how we want to send our seniors out. This could possibly be our seniors' last home game. Now, obviously, we want to win out and get that home field advantage for the playoffs, but who knows what's going to happen the next two games. So our seniors understand that this could be their last game on the Dogger football field. So I think they're going to come out with a sense of urgency. They're going to come out with pride. They're going to play with a lot of energy, knowing that this may be their last game in front of their home fans. So, you know, obviously we want to try to get some more wins on the board so we can host a home playoff game, but we also know this could be the last one for our seniors. And one thing we talked about with our underclassmen is, you know, someday that underclassman is going to be in their position, and they're going to want them to play they're going to want the underclassmen to play their butts off for them to give them an opportunity to get another home game. So our kids are fired up. They understand the importance of possible last home game, and I'm looking forward to seeing how our kids are going to come out and play.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Doggers this Friday against Claremore Sequoia.
Thank you. I appreciate it.